Man, I had me one of the beaches. And I got a lot of sand, and I put it in a sock, and I was using that
a what?
As a heating pad, sand.
A sock?
A sock.
You put sand in a sock?
I put sand in a sock, tied it up, took it home with me, and I used that as a heating pad. Put it in a microwave.
I was just about to say microwave.
And yeah, heat it up, and then...
That's wild.
The thing is that it has a smell, though. Like,
what is it
sand, smell like? It smells like the beach. It smells like
what? What beach did you take it from, though?
Like Manhattan, in between Manhattan Beach and...
Marina?
What's next to Manhattan Beach?
Seal?
Whatever's next to it.
Seal Beach?
It's in between Mother's that space. Beach? I grabbed some, just threw it in there, but yeah.
So somebody on that beach witnessed you robbing the beach of sand.
Wow, that's wild. Robbing the beach?
Robbing
I don't
the
think
beach
it was
crazy.
It was a shortage
robbing
of sand.
Robbing the beach is crazy.
You know,
that's
wild. Are we
hilarious.
Already live?
I'm taking this shit.
Robbing,
that's crazy.
I mean, I'm taking this
robbing
shit.
Robbing a beach is a stretch, okay? That like, little amount that I took hey. To fill that tube sock was not robbing them
this
at all.
The conversation is just uncomfortable.
What a remedy, though. That's like eating bark instead of aspirin. He's like, you know what? I don't need Icy Hot. I need a tube sock of sand.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
I'm going to beat my back with it.
I'm going to just go to CVS.
It's almost impressive that you knew that sand in a sock heated up would even work.
You know what it was? I don't know if I punctured something and saw that there was something
sand
like
in
sand
there, yeah.
in there.
Like
or,
a heating pad?
Yeah, punctured another heating pad and saw that
you're
it was sand in there.
Playing with a Stretch Armstrong. Just
oh,
like,
God. God.
Those were the worst.
You're just like,
yo, those were the
Stretch
worst.
Stretch Armstrong was a
man.
Weird toy,
that's
and
crazy.
I definitely wanted one.
Big facts.
Yeah,
big
I facts. Wanted. I had a Talk Boy.
Mm.
Definitely had the Talk Boy.
I don't know if that is.
Talk Boy from Home Alone?
Talk Boy.
Talk
the
Boy.
Microphone.
Yeah, the little
oh,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you think else. About it, it was nothing more, because like, I had a Talk Boy, and my mom one time had bought like the tape recorder one time, because... Shop and Save, which is a grocery store in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother felt like she had got cheated on her check, and they didn't give her enough money back. And so my mom called the Shop and Save. This is how old I am. Before you could record phone conversations, like on your phone or with the iPad or something like that, they had a little device, like you connect it to that tape recorder, you plug it in where the earphone jack goes, and then it would go to the back of the receiver, like
oh,
a suction cup.
I think
so
I remember that.
They're like right here,
yeah.
and they're picking up all the stuff. So I was like, oh man, this is whack. This is crazy. And I thought about it, this is the exact same thing as a Talk Boy, because the Talk Boy was nothing more than a tape recorder.
Yeah, fact.
It was just like
you had to swap it out, the tapes?
Yeah, at a certain time when it hit 60 minutes.
That's a Radio Shack exclusive right there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
It really is. It was nothing different than that. It was a small tape recorder. That's all it was.
So our kids just like, because kids didn't just like stop wanting to be recorded. So did they just actually get studio equipment, or yeah. is there just like no more like niche of toy microphones?
No, FL Studio phones? Is like $20. Yeah. Everybody got produced
instantly. So kids are just making beats
yeah,
and actually
yeah.
recording now. Okay.
And using a phone. Like the phone, bro, the phone is the
changed
iPhone.
The changed everything.
It changed everything, bro.
Changed everything.
Like you don't need, there's so, imagine back in the day when you had to have a camcorder, you had to have a cellular phone and had the goddamn
facts.
Bag with it.
Talk about it.
You had to potentially have another battery for that bag.
Talk
for
about
that,
it.
And a watch.
And a
come
watch.
On.
And a calculator.
And a Polaroid or a disposable camera. You had to have all of that
or,
shit.
Or
and now
push
it's
up a little bit. The iPod, right?
Yeah.
You had your phone.
Right.
You had your wired headphones, right?
Yeah.
You had your wallet. Then you had your, I guess, a calculator. Because I was that kid. I had a calculator on me at all
well,
times.
Well, I also had a Walkman. So I when I was like in middle school and high school, I still had the like
the CD?
CD
the
player.
Sony Ericsson joint?
Wait,
is that
it?
The blue one?
I had the orange one. It had to look like the singular dude, the orange dude.
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Facts,
that one.
So wait. So this we're talking about CDs, not cassettes, right?
CDs.
I'm talking
yes.
about CDs. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I was already.
Wow.
Sorry,
I was
man. It's love though. It's love.
Crazy
it's love. It's love. It's love. It's love.
God damn.
It's love though. It's all love.
No, I felt like it was something behind
it's
that.
It's all love.
Okay, I was around when Fila was really popular.
Talk about it.
Okay, Fila was in the same realm as Reebok and Nike.
Facts, 100%.
And now these are in vintage stores.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Crazy, man.
I had some Filas. Yeah, but looking back on it, like you were saying, like iPod is crazy because it's like just music. You know, like we have so much stuff.
Facts, right?
It's like
it's
music
and Brick Breaker. That's crazy.
There's a
lighter app.
You can go on eBay now and people are repurposing the iPods.
Oh, facts.
And they're putting the USB-C on it. They're adding also more storage to it so you can put like like maybe 3 terabytes of music on this shit.
The iPod joint, the classic joint? Yeah, classic. Oh, yeah, that joint.
They're
is a brick.
Repurposing everything right now with the iPod, so you could still just have that.
That's cool.
And people are also switching from smartphones to dumb phones to avoid doom scrolling.
Big facts.
So, like, people are getting
doom
like no
flip phones.
Doom scrolling is just like scrolling for like an hour and a half.
I do that a lot. 45 minutes, don't we all? Mm-hmm.
Yo, I want a Motorola Razr so fucking bad right now.
Those were fun.
When the 1.3 megapixel cameras,
it's
lit.
Oh my God. That's the only thing that sucks about it is the camera.
Camera's trash. That.
But you can also just have like an iPhone with no service. And just get on Wi-Fi or like connect to, if your phone has Wi-Fi, connect to that to upload your stuff. Like, as obviously in the age we're in, to upload footage, we need to do that every day. But, bro, I kind of want that. Because I definitely find myself doom scrolling and be like, bro, I just wasted 30, 45 minutes.
Big facts.
It'd be worse
big
than
facts.
That. Y'all
about to
like
do
woke
something
up 3 hours
quick. I'm about
later.
To go do something right quick. I'm about to go do something right quick.
Oh, man, what was about?
I'm about to go to sleep.
The crazy thing is, like, you know it's an addiction when you're on your phone for something else completely, and then you end up on Instagram. You're like, I'm going to go to YouTube and look this up or, like, copy this link or blah, 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 blah. And now you're just like, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah. That's how you get hemorrhoids. It's just, you're just going to fall from the inside out if you,
well, you know what,
doom scroll for long enough.
Especially on the toilet.
I was worried about hemorrhoids, but I just keep shitting.
Just keep it going.
I keep it shitting. Because
then that keeps the pressure up so the little dot
so it's
can't
not just,
form.
It's not just like you sitting there and your body's just hanging out. Let's keep shitting.
You need to keep something in that, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
and your body's
absolutely.
Like, oh, okay, we should still be here.
Yeah,
that's good. That's you just keep eating, like, taquitos on the toilet.
Taquitos on the toilet is the worst thing I've heard today.
That's crazy. That's pretty
that is
sad.
A hot shit.
That's
I'm
depressing.
Not prepared for that type
that's
of thing.
That's depressing.
I've definitely shit so much in a day, I was raw by the end of the night and had to use like A&D ointment.
Wow.
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
You know what also works? You can heat up a tube sock of sand and just kind of wedge it up there.
Right there. That's crazy. Hey, guys, I'm Tahir Moore.
Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. We got some very special guests in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You might have seen them all over the internet. They're an internet sensation. One raps, one plays the sax. We got Sax Kicks Av in the building right now. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise!
You for saying it right.
Hey, man, listen, I had to think about it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's all love.
Like, in my mind, put it up on the billboard, read it from the said billboard. Because I would have fucked it up if I just tried to destroy it.
I totally get it.
Yeah, it's not a good name. It's a hard name to say. It's very unique. It's a hard name to say.
That's S and a K right after? Sax, I mean, the J kicks. Right after? Oh.
It sounds like crunching bubble wrap. Sax Kicks.
It's an X and then a K, right?
Oh, it's
S-A-X-K-I-A.
Yeah, wow.
But now, since we have videos doing well, we're like, we're kind of stuck with it. What are we going to change to?
What about the percent, man? Al and Al.
Well, I'm still a fan of C and C sharp.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
That's not Texas.
Right. I like the song about you guys choosing a name. You guys actually made a song about choosing a name and all the names that wouldn't work. That was the best part.
Another one, mass fluting,
which is crazy.
That's insane.
You can't do mass
off
fluting.
Off the spectrum.
You said what?
Off the spectrum.
Don't do that one.
Alfred, unless you're an ally to autism.
Of
like,
course.
Yeah.
Alfred and the Amazing Monochromatic Dreamboat.
Yeah, fact.
That is a mouthful.
That was a good one. Yeah, no doubt.
That's three pieces of bubblicious in your mouth.
There's a few of them.
That's crazy. Well, real quick, you guys have a show. Well, this will be airing after the show. Sorry, guys. But you guys have a show tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Moroccan Club. Lounge. You guys started something on Instagram and just threw it out there just to see what happened, and the shit just went crazy.
Stuck.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. You want to go?
Go for it.
You should go.
No, man. Really.
No,
honestly,
I'm
this
like
is
way
like your
nicer.
Time to shine.
Okay, cool.
I'll follow up.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm more like the anchor of the relay.
That's pretty mean.
Yeah,
to
threw
say.
The gauntlet down.
That's pretty mean.
Yeah, it started so nice.
Yeah,
it just took a crazy turn.
Yeah, facts.
Al is a sniper.
Yeah, let's do this.
This motherfucker has been getting off.
I've been calling him 101 all day. He's very interesting.
Came
so
right back with the same.
Really, what happened was, we were doing skits before. You know what I mean? Like we were doing, like literally, we're thinking of ideas and just acting them out, putting them out. And we didn't really want people to think we were like Abbott and Costello, right? Because we do music, and so. One day I was in the studio and I was like, yo, Al, man, like, you should play and I should rhyme. So let's just rhyme over a beat that's like, because he plays flute and sax, like two main joints. And I was like, yo, like, let's figure out a beat that has flute on it. Let's figure out a beat that has sax on it, something like that. And we did the rigor mortis joint, the Kendrick joint. And which I felt was really, really difficult to do, right?
That wasn't hard to play?
It's so good. Yeah, that's a jazz sample sped way up.
It's difficult.
Yeah, so it's a little weird.
Nice.
So we did it, and we put it out, and as compared to the other stuff we did, it kind of did well, you know? And we did a few other videos, and then we put the one on TikTok, and it was the Wii Sports. It was his suggestion. He was like, yo, let's rhyme over the Wii Sports to a boxing theme. And we did that one. That kind of went up, and that was
And we listened to the people. We listened to the data.
Facts, man.
We listened to the analytics. We were like, wait, why? And we were like, why are we making skits? Like, because we're like decently funny. Mm-hmm. We're not like comedians. The good thing about us is we can always press play on the next song.
Big
That's
facts.
A good thing. When we're 100%. Live, when we're in the studio, we can always, it's like, no, we're here for the music. It's like, that joke didn't work, but it's fine because we got good songs.
100%.
So like, we were like, why are we just writing like we're a comedy duo? We should like play music for the people.
Facts.
And that's what we...
So y'all got together before the music, but before the show, you told me that you guys met on a music tour.
Facts.
Yeah. So you opened up for a band that you were in, right?
I was in a band called Tank and the Bangas.
Tank and
Really?
Damn, son, where'd you find him?
Do you guys have VFX? Can we do an explosion? And then Alfred was on tour with us and opening, and we just really hit it off.
Yeah, the dude has an incredible sense of humor. Mm. He's downplaying. He's funny as hell.
I can definitely tell.
He's ridiculously funny.
He said some slick shit, and you can only do that type of shit if you got the confidence. 1,000 to follow
it up. And the wit and the quickness.
Yeah.
And so like
it might be lack of shame. It might not be confidence. It might be a personality disorder.
They
said
let's
not
talk first because you were the anchor.
That was confidence.
Fact. I was on the run and just we hanging out backstage, man. We cracking quick ones and going back and forth, and it's like, man, this is tight. And then a friend of ours was like, yo, y'all should get in the studio and make some stuff. And we got in the stew. And man, like 3 hours of just laughing before we even started making a record. You know, he had sent me
some
beats.
Not a lot of music
that session. We just cracked wild jokes. And I was like, yo, this dude is really dope.
Yeah.
Couple sessions. The engineer
was just sitting there like.
You're my man. I know y'all bonking, but
it's your dollar. But I mean, you know, at some point we should.
And then long story short, man, like, you know, we just started vibing. We made a couple records. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, I want to make this a thing? I was like, yeah. And
it was a stepbrother's moment. Yeah. Like, did we just make an alternative rap duo?
I think we just made alternative.
Are you best friends?
I think we just made an interracial alternative rap duo.
So it started music. You guys got in the studio immediately, but then at some point you guys started doing skits, and then you guys went back to music? Or?
Well, because we were trying to like, okay, how are we going to like sell the music? How are we going to make anybody listen to this? And so we were like, we'll do these skits. We have all these crazy ideas. We have one where our last album was called Nectarine Peels. We know you don't peel nectarines. It was just
sounded
cool. Sounding
just
name,
sounds cool.
Where we... Remember the one with Glenn?
How do y'all open?
Wait, yeah.
A nectarine.
Why don't you?
You peel it?
You peel it.
You're just supposed to. You just bite them. You're supposed to.
Hold up.
You just bite into the. No. I don't know what a nectarine is. You're just supposed to bite.
It's like a.
Wait, can we look up what a nectarine is? Because now
you're just supposed to bite. You're not even supposed to really peel it.
No, because we're not going to do that. All right? We're not going to glaze over the fruit.
You don't really like
peel
over the.
They're like peaches.
That's not a fruit.
A nectarine is a peach.
Traditionally.
A nectarine.
You know what? I'm thinking about a tangerine.
Yeah, if you just take a bite out of a tangerine, that is why.
You're a serial killer.
That's what I assume.
That's what I was like, wait,
you're really out of your mind.
I don't want to do this, but I think you guys are serial killers.
That's what I assume.
Yeah, the nectarine is a smooth booty.
It's
peach.
Why we vibe together, you know.
It's a smooth
I have
booty
skeletons
peach.
In my closet. He has, you know,
close.
Yo, no. He just said a nectarine is a smooth booty peach.
Oh,
yo, that's
it is.
Crazy.
That's exactly what it is. Because the peach be hairy.
I'm on board.
The peach is like a plumber's butt, and the nectarine is like a model's booty. Like it's shaved, it's waxed. That's exactly what it is. It's a smooth 100%. Booty.
I'm fully on board with that.
I think that's fair.
This nectarine just bleaches asshole.
Yeah.
That's what you're
talking about. Yeah, that's
and
a little further.
If I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'm going to feel like an
if
asshole.
If I get nectarine on my t-shirt, goodness gracious, I'll feel like an asshole.
I'll feel like an asshole.
Yes. Yo. Father stretch
Shout
my tangerine.
Shout out to the old Kanye. Fuck the new guy. I said it. It was just me. Nobody else said it.
One of my favorite skits from that, I guess, iteration of us.
The Mad TV era, we'll call it.
We did a thing. We just stand next to each other, and he's like, man. We got so much music to make. It's like inner head. You kind of hear him thinking, man, we got all this music to make and all this stuff to record, but I got to pee so bad. And I'm standing next to him. I'm like, man, I got to pee so bad. I can't even think straight in his voiceover. And then we just like, look, huh? And we walk away. And the problem is solved because there was two bathrooms.
Yeah, that's
it. You were recording.
That's
when
gentle.
You said
that's
that.
Gentle. I like that.
That's it. You know
was
what
that
saying?
Improv or was that
like
written? That was the
that,
joke.
That was, like,
that
was a skit. That was the
written.
Thing. And just something that I was just like, man.
You guys
so like,
just both walked off to use the bathroom.
But it don't show that.
Yeah, of
that
course.
Would be now, that would have gotten some views.
That would have been OnlyFans.
And then, see, that's what we learned about, is, yeah. like, you got to show that stuff. Yeah. You know, so we've been showing, we've been going
videos.
Way more
what?
Of that.
What?
I'm not in none of them videos. I'm not in none of them videos.
What? No, no, that's more of a Wiki Feet OnlyFans situation
for
me.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, we're not that big.
It's concerning.
Yeah.
What,
it's not easy out here, trying to make this music and sell it, folks.
It seems like,
I don't. Nice.
I don't. I made a joke on it last episode, so you guys don't know, but it was a joke.
Kind of feels
don't
like you got one.
Don't have an OnlyFans.
Don't.
Guys, that don't protest too much, me thinks.
If I had OnlyFans, I would want to promote it. Why wouldn't I take this opportunity?
Would you ever do an OnlyFans?
No.
Not even with like a mask on? Oh, you got too many identifying tattoos.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Why would I try to just hide everything when the whole point is to...
Like, why do we shame OnlyFans?
No, I just don't want to do one.
Okay.
You know?
I take a lot of cues, honestly. Okay, so Reddit... is absolutely buck wild with like OnlyFans models and like sex workers trying to get the shit off. And I'm like, do you? I'm like, they are the best hustlers, entrepreneurs ever. I'm sure. Like, y'all are absolutely like killing it.
It's not that different than drug dealing.
Us, you know?
You know how they like, they'll drop like a 20-second clip on Twitter? That's like passing out free
that's
crack.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
And then being like, call this number for the rest of the crack.
Absolutely.
You know?
Free crack.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You see the double entendre.
Man. That's why I'm still
on
Twitter.
I follow this chick on Instagram who openly admits about she was on heroin, and one time she tried crack so she could get off of heroin. She was on crack. And she, I said it right.
Heroin, it's fine either
and then
way.
She tried crack to try to get off.
Both
she was like,
all right,
I'm going to do this so I can like leave this alone. And then she just ended up being addicted to both.
Oh shit! Yeah. I didn't expect a worse ending than what was given to us.
She's clean now. She has two kids. She's really funny. She makes a lot of funny videos. I'm gonna find it.
That was
name, she's great.
Respectfully, that was like a failed mission.
No, for sure. But then like a super one mission because then you beat two monsters. You know,
facts.
But
yeah. You beat two monsters.
But what's crazy is to just wake up and be like, "Damn, I'm about to do crack and heroin today."
That's crazy.
Well, I have to do.
She just
I
did crack that day. Because she was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do this."
Oh, she just visited crack.
Off. Yeah, she was just trying to. She was just trying to wind herself.
Oh, she got some good willpower on her. Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all were trying a whole bunch of stuff. When did you guys land on the deadpan standing next to each other? You bouncing up and down. You hand at your side.
I thought we weren't gonna talk about the OnlyFans.
Oh shit! Holy shit!
What do you hope me bouncing up and down, Patrick?
I hope this isn't your only man. You see, you keep trying to include him in some bullshit.
So you see the dynamic of the situation, right?
It was last. And you're also a consummate professional. I forgot what we were here for. So amazing that you got
it
back.
It
was last August or something.
Yeah. So really, if you look at the very first video, which I don't know if y'all have seen, I would implore you to go watch the very first one. You'll get to see us like kind of figuring it out in real time.
Sure.
Literally, me and him are both dry as hell, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that just kind of comes through in what we do. And so, like, if you watch that first video, we literally just stand there. There is no, you know, sometimes we have, like, a joke before or after. There's no after. The screen ain't playing nothing. It's just us being dry as
hell. Was this a skit or a
it's
song?
It's the video, like, the little video, the song videos that we do.
Okay.
So it's the very first one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you kind of see us just figuring it out in real time. And so... at some point, I guess Al was just like, "Man, let me just start bopping." I don't remember that finite of a detail, but mm-hmm. he just started bopping, and then at some point, we was just like, "Yo, we should play something on the screen behind us, like to be adjacent to the song, whatever we're talking about." And I'm more big on the music being the thing, right? I don't necessarily want to do all the crazy stuff. So like me being straight faced is just like me turned up a couple notches, right? Like I'm a very dry person just in general, and so it just. Kind of happened naturally, dude. Like that energy that you see is just us. It's not really. I'm so glad and blessed that it kind of like went the way it went because like we're truly who we are on that thing, right? When you see us, it's not something that like we would run away from if it did what it did for us. You know what I mean? It's just who we are naturally. It's really, really fun. So
that seems
I don't know
very
if I
modern.
Answered your question.
No, no, it for sure did. Just because like I think that a big problem with old heads in the rap community right now. Is they can't figure out why they're not cool anymore. You know what I mean? Like, and there was a lot of them that were just like on top of the world doing all this stuff. Like, and now it's just like with the Kendricks and the Childish Gambinos and just like how chill everything has gotten, niggas don't like the rap hands anymore. You know what I mean? The whole crazy extra performative stuff.
Extra, yeah.
You don't have to oscillate.
Yeah, you don't gotta do that much. And now, like, people that were just doing the weird, like, R&B rap stuff back in the day, they're just like, man.
I shout out to Lloyd.
Lloyd, yeah. Get It Shorty video, he was... Get it shorty.
Hella hands. Yeah, hella facts. Rap hands, R&B hands. Like, people ain't really checking for that no more.
Facts. But nah, and that's the thing. We just doing what comes kind of natural to us. And a lot of the ideas and thoughts and jokes that we make. And, you know, it's really just who we are, the way we think. And that's one of the reasons why me and him click so much. Is because, like, we both, you know, we may look at things in a different way, but we have a lot of similarities as it pertains to how we see things and the things we find funny and trying to flush out things that are funny and figuring out the shit's even funny and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of shit that hit the cutting room floor that y'all would never see. Because we both agree that shit is trash. It's like, nah, this ain't funny, King. But
there's a lot of stuff that makes it out to the public that we'll review later. That we're like,
yeah, probably not.
You know, we were in a hurry. The demands of social media being what they are, we gotta throw some stuff out there that maybe wasn't all the way fully cooked yet.
100%. I will absolutely put something out there that I don't think is funny, because from what I found is like the stuff that I really care about that I put like 3-4 hours of editing and everything.
Absolutely.
2,000-4,000 views.
Absolutely.
Shit, I'm like, all right, let me just throw this up real quick. Bruh. Hey, y'all, what's up? Suck my dick.
Bruh.
Oh. Yes! 100,000 views. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nigga. Hey, what's up,
serious?
Y'all?
Suck my dick.
Yo, suck my dick. Yo, to hear, bro. That's what first of all, you're really hilarious. Second of all, that's what happened with hash browns, dog. Like, the hash brown thing was some, like, we was in the stew. He's vegan. So he's in the stew. He got wild hash browns in his freezer. That's wild creepy to me. But he's got extra hash browns. It's crazy.
But wait.
Yo, he got wild hash browns.
Like, vegetables, though, right? Or just hash browns?
Mostly starch.
Now, he eat wild hash browns.
Mostly starch.
So anyway... He was making hash browns in the studio one day. Yo, it's like, wow. You look in this freezer,
oh,
like, yo,
plate?
It's like 100 of them. Like, why you got that many? He got like 100.
So you overeat hash browns, too.
I mean, I didn't come on here to be attacked today.
This is just
I came on here
collecting
for
info,
listen,
man.
I
thought our manager told everybody.
Open. Two buttons down with all of that chest hair, and you was like, I didn't come on here to be into you. Can't
yes,
be
you
noticed.
Did.
You couldn't have found a louder shirt.
Yo, this
if we gave you 3 days, I couldn't find a louder. Your shirt said, hi,
it's
before you said anything
so
in the back.
So many hash browns, bro. It's crazy.
I thought
I like
this was
too.
A FIFA shirt when I bought it.
That bitch said, hey, yo.
That's
oh,
on me.
Wow.
That's
you missed the
me.
Whole Fila
so
era?
Did, that's on me. He didn't even, yeah.
There's but no not, soccer balls on it.
I thought they were trying a modern art thing. I don't know.
Shirt from the MoMA.
I thought it was
a Guggenheim FIFA?
Thing. Yeah. I don't know. It was only $18 at Wasteland. I should have known.
But
that
not
is
like
quite funny.
We made so hash browns, and we're in the studio, and he was hungry, and he was like, yo, make some hash browns. We put them in the air fryer, whatever. We ate them. And he was like, dude, you should just freestyle about some hash browns. And I was like, why'd I do that? Stupid. And he was like, nah, dude, that should be flies. Just do it. And I was like, all right. And he's like making the beat. He made the beat in, what, 5 minutes?
Yes.
Do you make all the beats? Bad.
Yeah.
He nice. Makes all of them. And like he made the beat in 5 minutes, dog. And what you see on the video is probably like the third go round. First one we kind of
so like
failed
20
started.
Minutes in total.
Bruh.
Very quick. Threw it up and it went
and
crazy.
And that shit went crazy, dog. I was like, bruh. I got a song about break up with my ex and stuff. It's
and
like
then we just musically say suck our dick and it goes crazy.
And it goes fucking
that's
nuts,
the rules
right?
of the internet. It's the most frustrating part though. Yeah. You'd be like,
you
this
can't
is the
care
one.
Too much.
That shit get 100
because they
views.
Can smell
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, what are you guys saying? They were like, fuck you, suck my dick. I was like, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, that's how it go, dog. Like, how, but at the end of the day, what
how many songs are actually written and how many songs are kind of like freestyle?
Look, this sponsor needs no introduction. You've seen the ads, you've heard us talk about it a million times, and I bet there's a big part of you, pun intended, that wants to try it. What am I talking about? Blue Chew, of course. This isn't your grandpa's blue pill. This is the one. The OG chewable tablet for better sex. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, but they do it at the fraction of a cost and in chewable form. Process is simple. All you gotta do is sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. You want to know what the best part is? It's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Also, you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead whenever the opportunity arises. Blue Chew wants you to have better sex, all right? So discover your options at BlueChew.com. I'm telling you, you could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tank gets pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com, and we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code DIYS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DIYS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Oh, most of them are usually written. We don't really put too many freestyle ones out. Like, the hash brown was just kind of like a moment.
No, but we did put out that. We
did
put out a 10-minute freestyle.
We did put out a... So we did
Alpha
like a...
freestyle for 10 minutes. It was crazy.
We did like a Tiny Desk submission.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't record. We didn't win.
That's okay. It's okay.
You started. It's okay. Got your foot in the door.
Year. Facts.
I know the guy.
Definitely not doing that shit next year.
Yeah.
Definitely not doing that shit next year. shit hurt too bad. But I was kidding. man, we did the joint. That joint is a teeny tiny 10-minute freestyle. So we just he just played 15 instruments, mm-hmm. and as we went along and looped it, and then I just kind of freestyled, and he didn't really tell me all the instruments were playing.
Mm-hmm.
So like
I came in with a whistle at one point.
Oh, wow. And then he just
the beat didn't need a whistle.
Like a blow the whistle type whistle. So like just kind of freestyling as it goes along, and it's completely impromptu, spontaneous.
And we did put that on streaming, so we put a 10-minute freestyle on streaming against the better judgment of almost every other music professional.
You can't even use that bitch on Instagram sounds. Like if you try,
it won't come up.
You can't even promote it.
It didn't get distributed properly
because of how long it is.
There were mistakes made.
Yeah, in fact,
I played a kazoo. I don't know if that interests you guys, but
I have a kazoo.
Everybody's first instrument.
Yeah. I don't feel like that was genuine.
That's a wave.
I don't feel like that was sincere at all.
That's a wave, man. Woo.
Wow.
So wait,
real quick. When did you decide to not blink when you're playing?
So I had to give that up because I was developing just a dry, rough spot. No, I had to. I wanted to do it every time, not blinking. But we're staring out my window into my carport.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's in New Orleans. It's very bright.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to blink at some point. My eyes would water, and I'd be like, eventually it started interrupting the takes. I'd be like, oh, Alfred, we have to do that one again because I blinked.
Mm.
He was like, no, because that kind of went really well, so we can't really do that.
Because
we record them live. What you hear is we're taking that live. That's why I show the Logic Pro like recording thing.
Yeah.
So people know this is
and
not
people
like,
notice, like, oh, he doesn't blink, and then you had to keep doing it?
Yeah.
How long did that last?
Probably 40 videos.
Yeah.
Yo, damn.
Dude, when shit popped off,
it was biblical.
Bro.
I didn't blink for 40 days and 40 nights.
We did like 40. Luckily, we both don't have jobs, so you can always donate to like our PayPal or some shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you have a Patreon?
Being built as we speak.
So you don't like money. Cool. All right.
Yo, Sam,
being built.
Down,
honestly,
bro,
that's Jesus. Like that's what we need though. We need that. We need a kick in the ass.
Facts. That was real though. But nah, like literally, like we would. You fucked me up.
We're gonna take that to heart. No, we're gonna take that to heart.
The Patreon being built was the crazy part because that shit is instant.
You can do it in
30
minutes.
It takes less 30.
We got a construction company working on our Patreon.
It's just our team is very.
You can do it yourself. I literally have the app.
Damn, how many more? What's another excuse?
Devastated.
It's crazy.
I'm not good with computers. I don't press.
Dude, he just made a Patreon right now.
That's
a new one.
Being built.
Both of them for me, but this was like to hear Unleashed, OnlyFans.
Just made that.
Okay. Yeah, that just happened.
You didn't see it? He took a picture of his butthole so fast and put it up there.
Wow.
That it's
it was
up
a,
there
wow.
right
it
now.
It was just a quick Albert jump. He just
that's crazy.
He didn't see it.
Nah,
you know what? It's always a motherfucker with a man bun that goes too far. And that's why we put him next to Pat, because they are virtually
team
the same
man
person.
Bun.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, man.
I'm respectful.
Thanks for the eye contact. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll be like, hey,
my eyes are down here. Bro, that's my memoir.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
You are white Pat. You're a black owl. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Black y'all owl. Y'all should start a rapping together.
Listen, Alfred, there's been a change.
Hey, you gotta calm down.
As soon
that'd
as we come down.
That'd be wild.
As soon as
shit.
We come to Los Angeles, so, man. Follow our new account.
Like, wait, what? Damn, no, we just switched pods.
I just do the exact same thing.
Hey, somebody in the comment called y'all bun buddies.
Hey, I'm not mad
well,
at that.
Yo,
that's
that could
be the
karate.
Only fan. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Jeff, good fucking job, Jeff. Bun buds. Bun buddies.
Bun buds.
That's
bun
tough, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
All right, so real quick, we've been talking about this stuff that you kind of just like randomly throw up on the internet. We were talking earlier about how you guys have videos that's like, the example I used was the Hi My Name Is Eminem flip that you guys did. We're kind of like in an era where a lot of musicians are taking like old nostalgic beats and just kind of doing what they always do on them. But I noticed that it seemed like, and you confirmed it, that you paid a lot of attention to like switching your usual flow up.
That's right.
And was kind of like doing like an ode to Eminem. And you kind of did the whole like extra syllables, kind of like a little bit late on the beat so that you could say a little bit more. And it was very like comedically timed. So, like, would you consider that one of the ones that you kind of, like, bet on? Or was that one of the ones that you guys just kind of, like, threw up and didn't think that wasn't
good? Oh, no. I don't remember exactly how we came up on that one. I don't remember that one. But
it felt good, though.
It just
you
felt good.
Crushed
dope.
It.
It would look, man, when... So, like, you want to tell them the process, how it works, how it goes?
Oh, go for it.
So, like, literally, we pick, you know, especially at that point in our thing, we pick a beat, and we're like, this is what we're going to do. Yo, Al, you go over there on your side of the house and do your sax thing. Get the joint, play the flute, whatever you rock, and get that part done. I'm gonna go outside and walk around the block and write the rap. Mm-hmm. So with that one, I was like, yo, I didn't want to rhyme how I normally rhyme on it because I didn't think it would feel good because that beat is just so unorthodox, mm-hmm.
right?
So I wanted to pay homage to his flow because his flow is incredible on that beat, given what that beat is. But I wanted to do it my way, so I definitely paid homage to his flow. And keeping in mind some of the, we had like a little powwow on the different names that it possibly was.
Yeah, we made a list of what our names.
Like three of them are real. Like the rest of them are just kind of like for the funnies. But,
okay.
And so I just had to, that's usually what it is. Sometimes we'll like come up with an idea and then we'll find a beat that kind of fits that. And he's like, all right, cool. Your job is to make that all make sense. So it's like, all right, cool. So that's what we did on that. Just names. So I had to figure out, he really was sold on Alfred and the What is it?
Monochromatic.
Alfred and the Monochromatic Dreamboat.
He was like, yo, that gotta go in there. And I didn't know shit about it.
Because of the Joseph, the Christian play or whatever.
Exactly. I didn't know. Look, but a lot of
Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't even.
So, like, a lot of the ideas, not to get off the subject, but a lot of the ideas that he has, I have to go with him. Sometimes we have to trust each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I rhymed over the Wii Sports joint. I had never played Wii Sports before, right?
What?
So he,
you taught me about Still Tippin'. Told me that was a great song.
We did a Texas tour and we did that to promote that. And a Grammy family, the joint. He had, mm-hmm. you know, so it was like, so we have to trust each other. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to trust you on this name. And we did it. And that's the one I got the most. Oh, I would love that. You know, so
for real.
It was
people
really
like that one.
Yeah, that one name was really dope. So
that must have felt good. Gonna do well? Did we when we put that up? Were we like, oh, this is gonna hit? I don't remember
feeling that. Not saying it wasn't gonna.
But then
hit.
That one kind of got a second life a couple months later, right?
Facts.
It was like people found it.
Yes,
that was sick.
Yeah, that's actually happened a few times with a lot of our videos. Like it'll come out, do pretty well on its own, just whatever, and then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, it'll just catch on again, and it's like, whoa, like you know, Popeye's video kind of did that too. It kind of came out, and shouts to them for showing love. But we did
Popeye's
a joint.
Reposted.
They posted on their page. It was
nice.
Great. And on TikTok. It was
story
crazy.
Story of my nudes.
Jesus Christ. Let's not get into that story.
They're just dropping them and then they pick up wind again. Like,
man.
That.
I feel like what you're talking about is every creator's, like, not downfall, but it's just something that bugs us because people are so afraid to put stuff out because really it's that first 24 hours. Like, if it doesn't do well in that 24 hours, they think that the video bombed.
Fact.
Yeah. But the real thing is, like, putting it out, period, because you don't know when it's going to get that.
You never know who, what, when, where, why, dog.
Fresh air. Sometimes it'd be, like, years later.
Dude, the coolest thing. So, for me, I'm a huge Lupe Fiasco fan.
Awesome.
He is why I rhyme professionally, right?
That's dope.
I always say this. Charles Hamilton is my favorite rapper of all time.
Charles Hamilton?
God.
Yes.
I haven't heard that name in so long.
Charles is my favorite, but Lupe is my GOAT.
The Scorpion song?
Man,
come on, man. Here's some love. Oh, baby.
I've never met another person to
rap. Girl, I'm trying to play with you.
Come on,
oh my God.
Let's fucking go.
Ah!
Dude.
This is a
like,
who am I thinking of?
Nigga, you have no idea.
Charles Hamilton.
He has no one to talk about Charles Hamilton with. This is amazing.
Say, bro. Rapper.
I thought that was a nigga with the beady.
He had like the beady beard.
Yeah, he had the joint, the little bush and shit.
Ain't he a song? Ain't he a singer?
No, he was a rapper, but he had some trouble with some chick or something like that. That just like killed him.
Who the hell am I thinking of?
Anyway.
Yeah, because the Scorpion one was with D'Angelo.
Yeah, it was like, a sample flip, and it was over isn't this
Charles
awkward?
Hamilton.
The yellow Sonic cover. Charles Hamilton. Anyway, man.
You guys starting a group?
Yes.
It's fitting because you guys.
You feel me?
Fucking bun buddies over here.
But who is I'll send you some stuff.
You have to find him on YouTube.
I'm thinking Anthony Hamilton. Hilarious.
Wow.
Hilarious. I'm like, rapper. Okay, my bad.
My favorite, one of the coolest things that ever happened was we rhymed over Kick Push, and I rhymed about this is one of the ones I was like, yo, Al, let me run. You like, I bet, run quarterback. And it was like a story about a kid who literally is alternative and then finds Lupe's music, and it makes him feel more confident in who he is, which is my story, right? And Lupe fucking retweeted it on Twitter, dog. The video did okay, and then he retweeted that shit. Just I was like, oh,
the straight up retweet or retweet with a comment?
Retweet.
Okay.
And I was like, it makes it. Thanks for bringing me back. That's fire. Bro, that'd be right back down to earth. I fuck with that. That's hard. You gotta keep a nigga in check.
What?
No, I fuck with that.
He was like, yeah, but was it a retweet or was it a retweet?
No, I just wanted to know because like sometimes they need like commentary, like, yo, this dude.
He didn't like it that much.
He didn't like another.
Lupe's always watching and listening though. I'm not gonna hold you.
He's a samurai.
I used to do this show called Silent Listening Party.
Facts.
And so, like, we would tell people what album we're listening to, and we would listen to it together. We're like, all right, 3, 2, 1, play. We listen to the whole song, and we'd come back and give commentary. It's me, Tony Baker, and Doughboy at one time. Then we switched to Josh. And when we did Lupe's album, I forgot which one it was, he didn't come on under his name on YouTube. But he came on something else, and he said something, and then he inboxed me, and he said something I had said on the review.
Oh,
so I was like, yo, he's always watching.
That nigga's a ninja.
Whoa. He's like, he's like samurai, Batman. No, for sure.
He's like hip-hop Batman.
Favorite Lupe album? Is it Food and Liquor?
Oh, the first one.
Food and Liquor?
Yeah, it changed my life. Same. Yeah, literally that. But favorite song from Lupe ever of all time is Theme Music to a Drive-By.
Okay, really?
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
That has the hardest punchline I've ever heard him rap. In the underworld, had to be smarter than Donatello. No honor amongst fellows is harder than sitting with a blind man and
trying to describe yellow.
Nigga, what? What are you talking about?
We were talking about that literally on Squadcast today. We were talking about one of the options. We always do options like, would you rather be a blind painter or a deaf composer? And I was talking about being a blind painter, and I was like, how would you describe a color? Mm. That was specifically
crazy. Serendipity, like full circle.
That's the hardest punchline I've ever heard in rap.
Sitting with a blind man and trying to describe yellow. I remember sitting with my friends like, how would you do that? And every adjective we would bring up is like, it's like bright. What's bright? Shit.
Right? Like, I'm telling you, dog, like, that's the hardest shit I've ever heard in my life. Bro, I was like, yo, this dude is a...
That wasn't on Food and Liquor? That was on the
was on the re-release. It was supposed to be on the original Food and Liquor, but the album got leaked. So when 15-year anniversary of that album, they re-released it and put Carrera Lou on there, Theme Music to a Drive-By, and Failure, if I'm not mistaken.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm in the mix, though.
I feel like the album I eventually had that on it already.
Nah, that's probably like a, depending on what year you got, that's probably like a little.
It was the year of. I was watching the music videos.
Unauthorized joint. But either way,
that's pretty cool.
That was like the coolest thing that for me personally, that has happened. Like, that shit meant the world. And that's why I love Albert, man, because like, he does trust me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, dog, this shit right here is like a thing. Like, niggas gonna fuck with this. And he'll be like, yo, dog, people love this, bro. Like, people know, like, the whole weed, I'm telling you, like, the weed shit, dog, I was more of a 64 Game Boy Advance guy, but I didn't get to the weed, right? I skipped over. Mm. So, like.
But that shit, like, to his point, even if neither of y'all played Wii, that song and just Wii Sports, period, the music in that.
It's a bop.
Has been like an internet legend. Like, there's been so many remixes.
Didn't know shit about that.
Like, people, for whatever reason, love the music
on
that game.
Dog, I didn't know anything about that. It's so good, bro.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so
good.
What is it about that music? I don't know. It's intimate. It's tender.
I think what's when a video game song blows up like that, it's like equal parts like this is a bop, but also like when you're in a when you play in a video game and the instrument is doing too much, you're just like there's no room for me to think or play. So it was like perfect background music, pretty
facts,
much.
100%.
Yeah. It's like GoldenEye on the pause music.
Yeah.
Oh, we did that
oh
one too.
Oh my god. That's GoldenEye has we did such that good music.
Pause.
I have videos saying that they invented trap music.
Yeah, it is definitely like an 808.
There's a couple
snare.
Songs that's like this is early trap.
Nah, we rhymed over the GoldenEye thing. Yeah. Too. That joint was fire, dude. That was fun. That was one of the more fun ones to write, having to like weave in like I did like something like take a shot like the Z button coming guns blazing and shit like that, like trying to do like the 64 controller like flips and shit like that. That shit was fun, dude.
That's lit.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Damn, I feel like I learned a lot about you from the Lupe Fiasco reference. Who is your Lupe Fiasco?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm like, I consider myself a saxophone player underneath all the chest hair.
So David
Sanborn. So
Kenny G?
Hey,
not Kenny G, but all respect.
All respect. Kenny G, David Sanborn, them motherfuckers
bro,
was rocking.
Dude, they can play. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, RIP David Sanborn, but Kenny G can freaking play.
And he was on the album.
Who is my Lupe?
Coltrane.
Who is my
different
Lupe?
Different instrument, but still.
Honestly, I would say my Lupe is
Masego. I'm just fucking with
you. Uh-oh.
Alfred,
he's,
don't do that. Alfred, don't do
he's
that.
He's doing
that.
He's doing the eyebrow.
Don't do that.
I didn't even
Alfred,
do
that.
I just scratched my forehead.
He did the eyebrow.
My forehead was itching.
It was actually the eyebrow.
I love Masego, and I think he's a wonderful artist.
Mm-hmm. But
my Lupe would have to be, are we talking saxophone player or producer?
Just you, like, the artist that made you, changed your life, made you want to do what you do, all that stuff.
Can it be a group?
Yeah. Can it be whatever you want.
Can it be the Roots?
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Of course it can be the Roots.
Yeah, it's definitely
fuck
the Roots.
Fuck yes
then.
It can be the
Because I was super annoying. Like, when I was in sixth grade and everybody in Alabama was listening to Laffy Taffy, not me, buddy. I was listening to The Roots.
Not me, buddy.
I was super
okay.
annoying.
That contradicted everything you had with The Roots. But
DJ Unk,
buddy.
No, sir. Not me.
Not in this
In New Orleans?
Not
oh,
me.
No, Alabama.
Alabama. In Montgomery, Alabama? Nope. No, I'm going to annoy you. I'm only going to listen to The Roots and jazz.
Mm.
So then you guys are going to hate me for a while.
I grew up on jazz.
The Roots.
Jazz. And like, my first concert was David Sanborn, Nancy Wilson, George Duke, Al Jarreau.
Nancy Wilson?
Yep.
George Duke is
I wore
just
Duke.
Shit.
I was 8 years old.
Talk about it.
I remember
it.
Everything.
Talk
so
about
I've had
it.
A love and fascination and appreciation for like 70s, 80s music and jazz music. Like Al Jarreau. The Tenderness album, if you don't have never heard it, if you don't know scatting and like some real jazz and New Orleans influence music, oh, you
like
are
that.
Missing the
There's
fuck out.
There's a live record.
When Kim
oh
came
God.
Out and no disrespect to Kim because I love Kim as artist, but when Kim came out and he stole Al Jarreau's whole flow,
word for word.
I mean, he
what you mean? Like he sung
he
just like him?
Yes, and he did
Finger.
The scat too. Yeah. Come on now.
They were on the same song, or this
no,
was separate?
Completely separate artists. But he gives Al Jarreau his flowers. He always gave Al Jarreau his flowers. But okay, Kim was just like Al Jarreau. It was amazing. And I fuck with Kim. Like, he follows me. We talk through Instagram. It's crazy how social media, specifically Instagram, has connected us to so many people. Like,
facts.
Lupe, Kim, God damn, what's the guy from The Boys that plays Eminem?
The Boys?
Yeah. The show on
Eminem?
Prime.
Homelander?
No. Eminem is a black guy that's with Butcher that's trying to kill Homelander.
So, oh, Mother's Milk.
Mother's Milk, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
I love so many people. Thanks. People that I would not have had access to
1,000%.
Any other way. But like
Wayne Brady might come tomorrow night.
Huh?
Wayne Brady fucks with us.
Really?
Yeah. Dude,
Wayne Brady doesn't fuck with me.
I got a lot.
Wait, specifically you?
Yep.
Oh. Did he tell you?
Well, he's been nasty to me 3 different times.
Oh,
he's
man.
Been nasty
yeah.
to you.
Whoa. Been very nasty to me. And I bought the album.
Not like Janet Jackson nasty, right?
You no, like, not like that. Well, that's wild that you went that direction. If I say he don't fuck
I'm trying
me.
To channel some inner
no,
Albert here.
No,
that's
no,
all.
That was unnecessary.
That's me shooting,
that's
and
crazy,
I'm going to just bring it
we
back.
We all got our lanes, and you
veered. I'm going to put the gun back in the you feel my bad, son. Go ahead. Finish your story, King.
Nah, it feels disingenuous.
My bad, bro. That was weird.
But no, Wayne Brady has definitely, like, The first time I met Wayne Brady, I think I was on a plane. I was going to Vegas. And this was right after the video with him and Mike Tyson did that little video, that little spoof video.
I don't remember
Wayne Brady and Mike Tyson had a video together. It was a song. And I was like, yo, Wayne. Yo, I'm going to pull it up right now.
Ditch those meal planning woes and dive into HelloFresh's biggest menu yet. With over 50 recipes and even more market items to choose from every single week. Savor the taste of summer with fresh seasoned produce picked at peak ripeness and delivered straight from the farm to your door in less than a week. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like that farm fresh produce. It's my favorite. And here's the kicker. When you sign up today, you'll unlock free appetizers for life. For life, dog. That's for life. So get the party started or enjoy a little pre-dinner treat with appetizers of your choice in every HelloFresh box for free. You know the reason why I love HelloFresh? It's because it saves me so much time. I don't like cooking from scratch and having to build everything and put everything together. They got it all there for me. Boop, bop, shabam. I just throw it in, make it, it's done. Quickly. That's my favorite thing. I'm about convenience, and this is very convenient for me, and the food is amazing. And also, when I use HelloFresh, I actually love cooking. They make it fun and easy and enjoyable to do. So go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS apps for free appetizers for life. One appetizer item per box while subscription is active. That's free appetizers for life. At HelloFresh.com/DIYS apps, APPS. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
As much as I rock with Wayne, I don't know.
That's crazy.
What was Mike rapping or singing?
Hey, yo. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm sorry, Wayne. Mike was singing or
I think Mike was singing and dancing too.
What the
How
do I not know what this is?
Mike Tyson as well.
That's all Wayne Brady.
Sexual seduction.
It might have been the three of them. Yeah, Every Little Step with Mike Tyson and Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah!
God, boy, your memory is crazy.
I remember that everything twice. Because I get that get back. That's the whole reason I have this floppy disk right here. Because at some point, I'm a true Pisces. I'm going to get some weight. I'm going to get some get back.
Facts, 100%.
I'm going to get that get. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be 10 years from now, but Wayne Brady, I'm going to get my motherfucking get back. So on this flight, I'm walking to my seat. Wayne Brady's in first flight.
It's a crazy vendetta to have.
Oh, absolutely.
You might be able to make sure you come to the show. It could go down tomorrow night.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
You are Wayne Brady's only op.
It could be Wayne Brady. It could be my
You are
kid.
The only op he has.
I'm going to get that motherfucking get back, baby. So I walk to the plane, walking on the plane. I see him. I was like, yo, Wayne, love the video with Mike, man, and Bob Brady. I'm so cool, man. He's like, yeah, it just turns, hits me with
that's
the
hard. Tough. Okay, that's cool. Tough.
He wasn't right, even turning to nobody. He just went like this.
Yeah, because the person was looking out the window. All right, cool. Fine. Fuck it. Wrong. All right. So second time is, they were doing this. It was like a conference or something downtown, and they had Flo from Progressive and some other people.
What?
But like they had all of these people who were like the face of companies, and Wayne Brady was there.
What's he the face of?
Before we got started, I had walked down the street to go get, I was there with J. Anthony Brown. Walked down the street to get some coffee and stuff like that and something for J. Anthony Brown to eat. See Wayne Brady coming out of his coffee shop. I was like, hey, Wayne Brady, hey, man. I was with my homegirl, Shawna Christmas. I was like, hey, brother, you looking great, man. I see what you're doing. You look like you bucked up, like you're getting ready for a roll or something, because he looked swole, right?
Nice.
He's like, the first time you meet somebody, you tell them that they look fat, they look bigger than, like, that's not how you speak to somebody. And he went to my homegirl like, how you doing? I said you look fit. Like I didn't say fat. I was like,
he didn't even keep walking. He just went to another person in the group.
That's not how you say hello to somebody. How you doing?
That's
like, and she didn't even say nothing to him.
Nothing. She was just standing there next to me.
That's
so I was like, one right, of cool, one boom. Awkward
and then
experience.
After that panel that they did, J. Anthony Brown was talking to Wayne Brady. He was telling him, he was like, yo, man, we got to get you down to the club. This is when the J-Spot was still open. We got to get you down to the club, teach some improv class or something like that. Wayne's like, oh, absolutely up to that. I'm like, I would love to do something. I'm like, this white guy was standing to the side. He's like, Mr. Brady. Excuse me, Mr. Brady. Hey, Mr. Brady, excuse me, Mr. Brady. Like, he was doing that while Wayne Brady was talking to J. Anthony Brown. And I get it. Like, it's like, bitch, you don't see it. So Wayne was like, don't you see I'm talking to somebody?
That was to
is
you?
That how you? No, this is to the guy that was saying, excuse me, Mr. Brady. He was saying, excuse me, but that's
he was
to
us. Yeah,
he was just like, don't you see I'm talking to somebody? Is that how you get somebody's attention, or do you wait until they stop talking? Are you a child, and you just have to keep asking and saying their names? And I was this is the same day as the how you doing. So I was like, yo, fuck Wayne Brady.
That was the same day?
Same day, a couple hours later.
That's pretty crazy.
So after that, I was just like, all right, I see how you are. Oh, and man. So I still bought the album, though. Because I bought the album.
The one with Ordinary on it?
The one that his jazz album. His
I got the one that had the Ordinary Live, the like joint. Like
I got. I don't know if that's on it. Yeah, I bought his album and I bought Queen Latifah album because she put out a singing album too.
I remember that. Yeah. Around the same time.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I hold on to shit like piss on a road trip. I will never forget.
There's an opportunity here though, for Sax Kicks Ave.
I can't take credit for that. That's Phil Mobb. Phil Mobb. I love Phil.
Yo, this nigga's different.
We can talk.
Who are you?
We can do a separate thing.
You got to have this
who are
right?
You, bro?
From the rooter to the motherfucking tutor, right?
From the rooter to the motherfucking baby. I'm so sick of being lonely.
No, for sure. I know there's another studio somewhere.
Hey.
Bud Bros, man.
Hey, I remember I told a kid, this is when I was a teacher at the summer program. I'll say, your lips so big, you could blow a bubble with Annihilator or something like that. And that came straight from Phil Mob.
Oh,
but
shit.
They like,
nah, they were hard, yo, Phil that boy Mob, smoke is a problem.
What the hell that got to do with your lips, though?
Huh? Yeah, it's crazy.
I forgot what it was.
It just sounds funny, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But like, because like how dense the noun later is.
Yeah.
Just like you just need more
it's
muscular
It's like blowing
mass.
A bubble with cornbread, like hot water cornbread. That would be the exact.
That would be
That's
hard.
That's new. I've never heard that.
Well, I just came up with that.
I don't
on
think
the spot.
That was copied.
No, that was all me.
But to bring it back around, hopefully he does come to the show. It'd be great.
Yeah, Wayne Brady's coming to the show.
We want to facilitate. We want to facilitate peace treaties.
1,000%.
Sax Kicks Ave is about bringing people together.
He's not
so we want to make sure that to hear more.
He's not going to remember these situations, though.
But when I bring it up,
this is a one-sided beef.
Remember that nigga when we was going to Vegas, right? You were in first class, right? You about literally three rows back, and I told you was on the right and on the left side. I remember everything. Because when it comes to get back, I don't miss a fucking detail. I will never oversell myself. I won't make me look like the good lie and the light. Like I would tell exactly how it is, because I need that. I need that get
Do
back.
You press the floppy disk? Does that commit it to memory when
this
it happens?
New.
Do you just remember
you
to press
like
it?
6 weeks.
Every new beef you
yeah.
should pre-
this, this
double
one,
tap.
Like, and this is like love hard, hate hard. This is like true Pisces shit. So like I'm committed to it.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and try to give some defense for Wayne Brady. Okay, clearly those were all shitty situations.
Yep.
But if I may, first of all, you know when a nigga's been famous for too long. That's what I'm saying. When you newly famous, it'd be like, okay, I'm appreciative of all these interactions. I get it. Like the people who've been famous for like 20, 30 years, they'd be like, thank you so much. I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah.
So you got to give them that. Number two. Talking with a random person on an airplane, I can't do it. So the fact that airports are shitty, he was in his seat, somebody tried to say something, maybe he shouldn't have turned the back on, but I get it. Maybe he was insecure about his weight at that second time. He came up and was like, damn, you look big as hell.
I
maybe
didn't say big as hell.
No, you said
I
small.
Like you bulked up.
Right,
like
but I'm saying if there was insecurity back here,
that's
it might
fair.
Be like, damn.
That's fair.
He called me fat. Let me talk to this chick, right? And then also the third situation where you try and talk to somebody, and I was like, hey, what's up? Hey, tear. What's up? Tear. Shut up. You know what I mean? I understand on a meta level all three of those scenarios. I don't think he was in the right, but. Since he's coming to y'all's show, I'm
going
to give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's unfortunate that I have those memories. Those are my only core memories of Wayne Brady outside of Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Facts, 100%.
And I love him on Whose. And even though I am...
He's great.
I feel a type of way about him personally, I would never discredit his talent as an actor, as an improviser,
sure.
as a singer. That's why I got the album, even after this album, because I can't deny that
the
motherfucker's
talented.
I would never do that. It's just a personal issue.
I'm at you.
Yeah.
First time I opened for Lupe, 2012.
Oh, you opened for Lupe?
Yeah.
Why didn't you add that to your I Love Lupe story?
I had to save something for the end. This is the climax
exactly.
right here.
You didn't know we were coming back to this.
I didn't. But you know. Intuition. Nah, man, I opened for him. I was a part of a rap group at one point, and I opened for him. And, so me meeting Lupe is like, holy shit, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did the stuff for me in my head and heart. Oh, wow. Hey, man, so good to meet you, dude. Hey, man, you're the reason why I want... Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. kept pushing. I was like,
oh, nigga.
My heart. That's why they say don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes.
Oh, Lord. That nigga took my shit, put it in his pocket, and sat down on that motherfucker. Like, Lord, geez.
That's it. But I
was that before or after the retweet?
That was after, that was before. Way before.
Way before. Okay.
Yeah, this is 2023.
So are you guys cool now?
I've
you
no.
heard the retweet story?
I mean, no, not like that.
Yeah, there was no comment, bro.
Come on, yo, he ain't trash comment. Yo, he ain't really. Nah, but I've never had like a actual talk convo with him. We have a mutual friend in Mickey Facts, but outside of that, like we've never like really.
Shout out
you
to
know
Mickey.
What I mean? That's my brother.
Shout out to Cool Kid. Shout out to Mickey.
Fat, but yeah, man, that's my only interaction with him.
Okay. Hey, listen, we need y'all to tag Lupe in this.
No, don't
this
do that.
Episode. No, no, that, no.
And Wayne Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
need you to tag Lupe.
Fuck
we need
all
you to
that.
Tag
and
Wayne.
All that.
And
we're
the Roots.
We're trying to.
And the
we
Roots.
Tag. I'll see Wayne tomorrow if he's there.
Just tag Questlove for the reason.
I'm not a violent person. I ain't gonna come at it with no bad energy or anything.
Love,
but I'll see him when he's if he's there.
So a piece of me feels like the Dave Chappelle skit.
Yes. Yes.
Where he hung out with him and he was just doing wild stuff came from a place
real,
where it's like,
place.
I actually hung out with him and this nigga's wild.
Yeah.
Let me just take it to 300 to make it funny.
Yeah.
So maybe Wayne Brady is a wild boy.
Maybe that boy got hands. Maybe do like.
He could fight?
I'm sure probably.
He look like.
Y'all saw Wiz Khalifa. This nigga do MMA now, right?
Yeah, but
yeah,
that nigga was a tatted rapper before that. Wayne Brady
true
was
indeed, true indeed. Like, not a tatted rapper. He was not a tatted
that's
rapper.
Exactly what's on his Wikipedia page.
Whatever. I got into it with Wiz Tall Ass. Just run by some power lines. He'll trip.
Oh, this
trip
nigga fight over Godzilla. Sand. Oh no, that's just black
power lines.
Nah.
That motherfucker is tall and ripped. Remember when he used to come to Wednesday nights at All Def? When
no.
him and Amber were still married, he used to come to the comedy
they
show.
They were never married.
They were.
They were.
Wiz Khalifa
they were like
and
together,
Amber.
Together, boy. They were locked in.
I thought they were together. I didn't
nah,
think they were
I think
married.
They were
locked
boy.
In. They got a whole yeah together.
I'm pretty sure
baby.
They were married.
Whole
I don't remember
together.
Seeing him
you,
at those on those
I'm
days.
From New Orleans, so everything is yeah. So, like, it only, I could be like, man, I'm about to, the sentence is, we're about to go to this podcast and do this interview. So, we're about to go to the yeah, go do the yeah right quick. You coming?
And I have to be like, dude, you have to, like, fill in some of those blanks. That's, you didn't
say. Oh, so it's like Mad Lib?
So, like, boom, check it. So, like, in New Orleans, like, yeah has, like, 6 to 8 different meanings, right?
Shit.
So, yeah is, like, you about to go to the yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah is a place that we're going to, right?
Oh, I would feel like I was in the Twilight Zone.
It's very context
dependent. If I got smoke with somebody, yo, I got the yeah. So that's like a weapon of some sort, right?
Okay, now that's dope.
So yeah is the equivalent of John, because John is that. John could be a verb or a noun.
1,000%.
Or,
for sure.
Or adjective. You could describe something as a John as well.
In L.A., bitch is that. You know what I mean? I got that bitch on me. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just weird.
I'm going to the
that.
Bitch.
I'm going
to the bitch.
That's weird.
I got
a little shorty with me, so I got my little yeah with me.
I got my little yeah.
I was
just trying to include L.A. a little
bit.
Facts. So yeah. So
that's kind of tight. The more you talked about it, once it like left locations, because locations scared me a little bit. Like, I'm about to go to the yeah. You staying at the yeah? That scares me. But when you're talking about, like, people and things, like, that's
happened? We were walking into a New Balance store yesterday, and you said, and you, what was the sentence you said, that I had a
y'all got the yeah
store?
Oh, yeah, I said, yo, was going to the store real quick. They got super dope yeah up in there. Oh, they got some yeah up in there. You was like,
and
dude,
they've
you
got,
have
like,
to.
Great yeah's in there. And I was like, no, that doesn't
see,
mean
see, that
anything.
Was a little extra. No one from the city would actually say it. I was just be a little extra. But, yeah, nah,
were you
like,
extra because it was him?
Every now and again.
I love how hype Al was, like, whoa. What did you say yesterday?
Threw me for a loop,
that was the
dude.
Hypest you've been all the time.
You've been
so deadpan and
look,
chill the whole time. Like,
another thing about creating with Albert is so fun is like culturally we are different.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
what's so different about us?
It's the hair. The hair right now is the hair. It's mainly the hair.
The hair and the shirt.
That's really all it is, because you got on a Nautica jacket. This is easy 97, 98. You got on a Fila
that's
shirt.
That's like late 80s,
that's
early
that,
90s.
Yeah, that's
shit,
late
right?
80s, early 90s. The Fila was popping in the 80s.
Yeah, facts.
So, yeah, y'all
it's
both
really
had
no
on
different.
Throwback. Yeah,
no different,
y'all
no different.
Basically the same person.
Facts.
Yeah, because you can put your hair up on the bug right there.
Yeah, talk about
to.
It. You
can let your hair
people.
Down.
Come on, man. You feel me?
Real quick, though. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, U.S. After splitting from West in 2010, Rose began dating the rapper Wiz Khalifa, whom she married in 2013.
Damn.
She filed for divorce in 2014.
Damn, son.
They were married.
But yeah, now that's one of my favorite things about working with Albert.
Noisy
is like
as fuck.
Culturally, We do have a lot of differences, and like he's been knowing me for, you know, like closer, like with the music for a few years now. So he kind of knows a little bit about me, but culturally sometimes like some of these things, like it can be funny. Like especially the yeah shit is just so dope. Like he's starting to get what I mean now. Cause one day we had an actual convo. He was like, yo, my man, you gotta like really lead up to the yeah. Like
give me some context clues.
You gotta say what's going on. And then when you say yeah, there should be no other. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Imagine
yeah.
a production manager sent you a time thing that said, load in is at yeah, at yeah. Sound check is yeah at the yeah.
It's nowhere it's that bad.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah at yeah?
No. Nah, yeah o'clock is crazy.
Location and time, you gotta guess. Crazy.
It would be like, look, we're gonna be at the yeah for like 6 o'clock. You coming?
That's yeah. still not enough.
You have to have had a conversation like, earlier in the day.
At 6 o'clock. So you have the time, you understand where we're going to
the sentence before that is important, though.
Yeah.
But you know
you're going to be, in that sense, you know that yeah is a noun. It's a person, place, or thing. So you're going to be at some place at 6 o'clock.
But there shouldn't be a formula to figure it out. Like my favorite example you said.
You're on his side. It's funny.
No, the favorite example that you use is like, okay, we're in present danger. I got that yeah on me.
Facts.
No questions.
1,000%.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But if there's just no context, we just starting from scratch.
You sound like Albert.
I'm about to go to the yeah o'clock.
Well, nobody would say that. I would be like, I'm about to go to the yeah at 6. You come? You pulling up?
Without saying anything to that
See,
person.
See, the sentence before that is wild
and
important. Like, hey, man, I heard they got a little party. Yeah. And then a couple hours later, yeah, man, I'm about to go to the yeah. You coming? Oh, yeah, I'm coming.
No, I love shit. That.
Right?
Hours later?
But look, he's right,
that,
though.
So the life before that is important. The whole lifetime before that is important PPP, for this whole thing.
He's right in the sense of sometimes, because I do it so out the side of my neck, just because whatever, that I don't provide a lot of context clues, right? So I'll just be like, yeah, man, I'm pulling up, we're going to pull up to the, okay, we're doing this interview. Yeah, we can pull up to the interview, pulling up to the yeah, probably in about like 30 minutes. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Yeah. What is the yeah?
Yeah, that's tough.
But if you're already aware of the situation, like, all right, 100%. This is confirming I'm going to be there at this time. Earlier today, we already know that we have to be at this interview.
1,000%.
If I say I'm pulling up to the yeah at 6 o'clock, and you know previously from reading the email that you know we have to be here at 6 o'clock, I feel like that should be like a given.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I think so, but sometimes,
no,
like,
don't say yeah and the fucking agreeance out. That's fucking enough. Okay,
it's like when you guys plan to hang out with somebody and then you just give them that text like, "Oh, I'm on my way." You know, just so that you know that the yeah's on its way. You feel me?
I'm on my way to the yeah.
I'm on my way because it's like that was already pre-established between the two. We're hanging out here. Yes, coming to the yeah.
I'm pulling up.
Yes, en route to the yeah.
You feel me?
Now it's like,
but no.
I know
it's not
yeah. I can feel it in myself.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
You say yeah, because that's how you're supposed to say
you
it.
You say yes.
Is yeah.
Yeah.
But we ain't got to go into that too deep, but it's yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Okay.
You know my favorite rapper in the whole fucking world?
Who?
Yeah.
Currency.
Really?
Favorite rap. I gifted him a car. That 76 Monte Carlo that he has in the videos, the white Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
I gave him that. Just on the strength.
Pretty good flex.
Just on the strength that he's given us so much music.
Damn, dude.
Nigga, Currency put out
it's kind of tight
13 projects, like 13, 14 projects in the course of 13 months. Like
prodigious.
He did one every month.
Real talk. Nah, like that was the 10, 2009 run?
It was like 2010, 2011 or something like that.
Right after the cover.
Yeah, when he was doing like the Carter was still making his beats and all. Bro. No my doubt. Favorite rapper.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I'm not the hugest Spitter fan, but his This Ain't No Mixtape, it's a really good album.
Yeah.
That shit slid dap. And that Smokey Robinson mixtape is crazy. He from New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I let that nigga off. I met him one time. Mm-hmm. Very cool guy.
Very
cool. Super rich. He was like the richest dude in the room. They had on sweatshorts. It was great.
Yep.
Shouts to him, man. Like, he's super cool guy.
Super
very
cool.
Laid back.
People that chill keep their money.
I'll be doing some of those cars. All he does is buy cars because he owns the clothing company. And he got a car shop and he tours. And he tours with the mixtape, so he ain't got to pay no money on like samples or something.
And
like
he stay away from the crowd that needs to prove it. You know what I mean? The whole like hella chains, hella.
That nigga
like,
got one
little
nice one, the Roly Daddy. Keep it simple and clean. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
He's a great example, man. Like, he's a great example.
Playing to your crowd, not overreaching, doing what you need to do. He doesn't have to be everybody's favorite rapper, but his following, if he's their favorite rapper, they'll always fuck with him.
Sure.
And see, like, unbeknownst to myself, like, I think that's something that, like, we want to be, like, big, right? Mm-hmm. But like at the same time, like finding your core audience and finding as many people in that audience as possible. I see that that's what Spitta did. That motherfucker found everybody who loves what he does,
right?
And found all them niggas. Like he found everybody. And that's what we like.
For sure.
Like one thing we kept in mind when we were making these videos when we were first coming, like when things kind of got crazy. We did like 45 videos back to back to back to back to back to back to back. You know, we just kind of was like, man, what's in our lane? Who's in our generation? Like, what, you know, the Nintendo Wii shit. Like, our fans would know, like, the Kick Push. Our fans would know, like, these specific
records. Aging millennials, yes.
100%, right? And so it's like, and so like, you know, we want to stick to that vibe because they're going to get a lot of our jokes. They're going to get a lot of the quick shit that we say, a lot of the wit. I would like to ask you guys a question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What videos or video, whatever, did y'all, like, see us first with?
Market research.
I mean.
Hashbound.
Shit.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't remember the first one. I honestly don't.
Is it maybe one that just sticks out?
It was
out
one that was on my For You page probably where I was just scrolling and I liked it and then I went to the page and I liked a couple more videos and then I followed. And that's probably when you hit me 100%. Either that day or the next time I was like, yo,
I plays no games,
the follow.
By the way.
Yeah, he's like, yo,
the,
I appreciate
the DM master.
No
yeah,
games,
I was like,
actually,
hey, yo,
streets,
I fuck
my
with
nigga.
You, bro. I like what y'all doing. What
I've been fucking with y'all niggas since been at least like 2011, 12 type shit. Y'all niggas is
2011?
2012. Like, yeah.
Holy
fuck,
shit.
Y'all niggas
that's
is
way
like,
before this podcast.
Y'all yeah.
No, I just started fucking with y'all like 3 weeks ago.
Nah, man. Like, I've been fucking with because 3D Not T was on All Def Digital at one point. And
nice.
So, like, rapping from New Orleans. And so, like, when she got signed to the situation, I was supposed to go on tour with her around that time. And so I kind of started following the vibe and seeing what was going on. I was like, saw you. I was like, man, y'all niggas is wild funny, man. Like, that Tony dope. Nigga's great. That nigga's hilarious.
Yeah,
but like, all those guys, all you guys, so like, when you, I was like, man, what the fuck, nigga?
And Alfred assured me that you liking us was a big deal, and I trusted him.
Yeah. I was like, look, whenever you come out to LA, bro, hit me up. Like, let's link, let's make it happen and shit
that,
like
man.
That. He hit me a couple weeks ago, like, yo,
we in, this
we in that thing. Man. We got a concert here. And because we shoot typically the first Monday of the month.
Facts.
So we supposed to shoot last Monday.
Now, y'all
so I hit them
love.
I was like, yo, I hit our producer and our assistant. I was like, yo, we got to move it because they
coming
in.
Y'all love,
here.
Bro. That so, shit be yeah. so, man, you have no idea. This is really cool. Yeah, man, and it's just such a blessing to see, like, what we've been doing. It's just been hitting, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, me personally, like, I just... Nigga just want people to know I know how to rap.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to know Albert is a genius. This dude is
Whoa.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's staying as
he's
yeah.
a genius.
You can low-key tell by the shirt. Like, this is the I'm
Facts.
A genius shirt.
This
yeah.
is a, I'm a, you see how many buttons?
Yeah.
I'm a genius with $18 to my name.
Nah, he's a, yeah, he's a genius, man. So, like, seeing this thing.
I mean, you're a genius, too. You're a genius. The freestyle thing, like, if you do come to the show, like, then the 10-minute freestyle.
If you could freestyle for 10 minutes,
it's
you're
crazy.
Pretty.
Oh yeah, that's
pretty.
Crazy. That's some,
I mean,
that's
you know,
some black thought shit.
Facts. I be, you know what I'm saying? I be doing some shit. But like really just being able to like make this little dent that we've made doing what's like true to us, like in our heart, and it's what we would do anyway if nobody was watching.
Yeah.
That shit means the world, bro. Like
bro.
For real. I just want niggas to know I know how to rhyme, B. They're like, nigga really rap. And I'm
right.
from New Orleans. Like, what we talking about type shit. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Love the fact that y'all are where you are, and I'm so excited to see the blow up from it. And I want you, on those days where it gets difficult, it seems stagnant, it seems like you plateaued, to remember that there are more than 5, 6, 7 platforms for social media.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than 5 streaming sites for music and videos. Mm-hmm. And in a time where music is so fucking accessible and attention span is so fucking short, y'all were able to make a group, corner a fan base, have people show up to your shows, rap along to your lyrics,
that shit is crazy.
Hum along to your instrumentations, everything in a time where
That's
so much shit is accessible.
That's so
Yo,
fire.
To hear,
my
dude,
daughter don't even really fucking listen to like American music. She's more into K-pop, but she know y'all.
Oh, that's tough.
That's lit.
And so, like, that
that's
just proves
tough,
that, like, you're
man.
On the right path. You're doing what you're supposed to do in a time when information and entertainment is so accessible. People have found their way to you, and they stay.
Yo, bro, the craziest shit, we just started touring together. Like, when Entangle the Bang has been touring 15-something years, and solo I've been touring since 2009. So, like, we've been together. We have about 30 years of touring experience. But as a group, we literally just started touring, like, last year, right? We've done, like, 13 shows together. Nah, we've done a few. But doing these shows, man, and, like, you just never know what's going to happen, right? Like, you're looking at our team. It's me and my man Tony Broussard. He's he manages us. So it's three people that does this shit, right? He does all the editing. He mixes all the records. I write all the rhymes. I do like a lot of the business stuff with Tony, et cetera, et cetera. So going to these shows, you just never know, bro. Like, you take that chance. Like, man, we went viral. Let's see what happens. And then people just come out. And sometimes it's 30 people. Sometimes it's 100 people on a Wednesday night. Sometimes it's like fucking 150. It's like, yo, what? But the coolest shit, bro, is they're singing the lyrics to our shit.
That's fucking crazy.
That shit is like, because some of these songs, we just be like, oh, man, that shit cool, right? Yeah, let's do that. Boom, boom. And then that shit hits somebody, right? Yeah. Boy, look, it's hard for me to like, because I'm so I love rap.
Yeah.
I'm a rap nerd. I love hip hop. So, like, my favorite rappers had that impact on me. So to, in some way, shape, or form, have that impact on somebody, nigga, I'm going to do a cartwheel. Our first show after we went, after shit happened in New Orleans, we packed out a little venue in the city. Nigga, I cried my fucking eyes out.
Of course. It's your dream.
Like, we fucking doing it, nigga.
Before the show or after the show?
During. It was really weird.
It's like, dude, could you stop? You can't even get past the song.
I had the vamp on a keyboard part. I was like, dude, can you get it together?
Were you crying on beat, though?
Oh, come on, and then I sampled it live, like Honeycomb, and it was crazy.
Nah, man, but yeah, but this shit is amazing, dude. Like, I take this shit. You stupid. I heard what you said. What you did. I take this shit for granted at no point. You know what I mean? Like, that's why we bust our butts. You know what I'm saying? That's sure. I'll tell him now, thank you so much for the energy. When we did that little 40 video run, this nigga got no sleep, B. I was like, yo,
it was
sit
weird.
Your ass down somewhere.
Dude, can I tell you, thank you for picking my beats? Because nobody else liked my music, man. I didn't know that I made good beats until you picked my beats, man.
That's fire.
That's crazy.
It was like,
it takes a certain ear to make shit work.
Yo, this pre-story. The first time he sent me beats, I got hit up for this Nintendo thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I need some video game beats. So I hit him up. He sent me some beats, whatever. Later on, I went back and listened to that shit. And I was like, yo, this shit fire. And he scratched the itch for me because I had always wanted to do some like alternative shit. Yeah. My solo shit is like, not boom bap, but like very hip hop centered, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And when I rock with him, it's like, it's hip hop, obviously, but it's like, it can be, you know, off kilter. It can do some, I'm singing because of this nigga now.
Now,
I'm
you know,
like,
that's not the first time I sent you beats, Alfred. Let's not rewrite history.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This was a shout out. You don't got to slip no beef into this.
Oh, man.
We can't just gloss over
you
the facts.
Petty whore.
Right,
you petty whore.
I was trying
I
to
own it because I am.
Go ahead.
You can't do anything but respect
that.
I moved to New Orleans in 2012 because I was playing saxophone and I wanted to be a jazz musician. I wanted to play standards. Mm. I wanted to come out here and play at the Blue Whale and whatnot. I wanted to do all that kind of stuff. And I discovered making beats the next year. So 2013, my sophomore year. And I was like, oh my God. I started kind of late. Kind of like a late bloomer when it comes to beats. And I made my first like 9 beats. And I was like, wow, these are really cool because I'd only listened to, like, The Roots and Tribe. So I was like, okay, well, hip-hop,
didn't
obviously...
You mentioned Tribe earlier. Come on, man.
Hip-hop, hey, obviously, is centered around drums and seventh chords on piano. Like, there's not much other hip-hop, right? I didn't listen to DMX. I didn't know anything about that. So then I send these beats to this young rapper on my Facebook feed, a rapper named... Lyrics Deliricus.
Yikes.
That's spelled
that's you?
LYRIQS space DA space LYRACISS.
Deliriquix?
A complete abomination.
What is the Deliriquix?
Christ.
And I sent beats to Lyrics Deliricus with a long impassioned plea about how I was an aspiring jazz musician who just wanted to, you know, put pianos and chords in hip hop and make these beats, these beautiful things. And I've seen this message since, and I literally said to him, I don't use samples. I make these biscuits from scratch.
Ooh, oh, God.
God.
I
you
said this to
any
him.
Other food besides biscuits.
400 words, just a plea. Just I absolutely laid my heart out, my music, my first 9 beats to Lyrics Deliricus. And he said, and I will never forget this, Lyrics Deliricus said to me, word. And then we didn't speak for 7 years until we formed this group.
Wait. To be fair.
I know.
To be fair. On both sides. First of all, Lyrics Deliricus is crazy.
Bad. Horrible name.
Yo, it's
the
awful.
Fucking worst.
Okay. I was 16, bro.
I was 16,
bro.
But, 16, okay. Yeah. To your defense, sending your first 9 beats is crazy.
They were not good. They were not good.
You gotta at least you gotta turn out at least 100 trash beats before even showing anybody.
Dog, I keep it both. I ain't even listen to them shit.
You good?
Oh,
I ain't even listen.
I'm glad.
That's even worse.
He sent me the joint. I was like, word, and I literally just went on with my day. I'm sure.
But you. Okay, if you didn't listen to him, then you weren't like, damn, these are bad. This ain't my thing.
Oh, no, no.
Why?
I've never heard a bad beat from Albert.
Whoa.
So I didn't listen to that first email.
I've heard a bad name from you.
Still to this day.
Lyricist is crazy. It was alliteration, bro. I thought that shit was fire.
Lyrics
I was 16?
To lyricist?
No, lyrics, the lyricist. So it's lyrics, the lyricist, but it's spelled, because it was like everybody name. Lyrics, I got to differentiate.
Right.
So it was L-Y-R-I-Q-S,
mm-hmm.
D-A.
Of course you spelled it
L Y R A C I S S.
Of course you spelled it duh. Mm.
I mean, why wouldn't I? My name's Lyrics, for God's sake.
All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Lyricist.
Hey, you guys are coming to a city near you soon. They're actually in California right now. You're going to see this a little late. They're here about to do their show. What other shows you got coming up that the people can look out for? And where can they find the group?
Okay, let me
While you do your date calendar thing, because Alfred knows every date we have. He just needs a second to scrape it out.
Yeah. Oh,
so we are everywhere. Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, Deezer. If you happen to have Deezer, there's like 12 listeners.
I have Deezer.
SAXKIXAVE. There's 11 other people who listen to Deezer. If you're on Pandora, SAXKIXAVE, Sax Kicks Ave. We're everywhere. We have original music. We also like make videos for social media that are mostly trying to make you come see us and trying to make you laugh and brighten your day. The best comments we get are when people are like, hey, I was having a rough day, and then you popped up on my timeline.
Because
we're just trying to be goofy, you know, little artists who end up saying something accidentally sometimes, and it's awesome. You got those dates?
I do. I do want to kind of second that. Yeah, man, we put a lot of work into it, right? So if you like bars, if you like musicianship to the nth degree, like, you're really gonna like Sax Kicks Ave. It's really dope. Shows. August 22nd, we're in Denver, Colorado. August 29th, we're in Portland. August 30th, we're in Seattle. September 5th through the 7th, we're doing a residency in Orlando, Florida.
This is a crazy memory.
September 8th, we're in Tampa, Florida. September 21st, we're opening for Diggable Planets. House of Blues in New Orleans. Which
let's
is
go.
Really cool.
Come on.
October, we have a show in October. I can't remember right now. But yeah.
So that was super impressive.
All the dates are at saxkicksav.com. SAXKIXAVE.com. You can go to the website. All the tour dates are right there.
Yep.
So if you hear something you like, come on through, man. Come rock with us one time.
That is a play on Saks Fifth Ave, right?
What? Yeah, literally.
What? I was assuming.
What? Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
What's Saks Fifth Ave?
Well, you don't know? Right, here you go.
Wait, you don't know?
This is a bit.
They just acquired Bloomingdale's, right?
This whole time, like, you didn't know that?
Bro. This is a bit.
That's crazy.
Bro, we got it.
You didn't know?
I hope they don't come for y'all.
Because
my grandma got, like, luggage from there.
We're probably going to have to sue them. Because, like,
are they some upstart social media?
We're bigger than them at this point. So, like, I think
is it a black trumpet player and a white rapper?
That would be awesome.
That would actually be weird.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
When I first saw y'all videos, I feel like you guys have a weirdly awesome aura that some people on the internet have. It's just like, how the hell did these two meet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when were we all even in the same room?
Love,
but I feel like as soon as you meet you guys, you're like, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Once you talk to each of you individually, you're like, oh, of course they met.
That makes sense.
These dudes,
makes a lot of sense.
Glad we met him. Glad we found each other.
This dude's amazing. I'm telling you, bro. This dude's different. So yeah,
you're different.
Sorry,
you're different.
No, dude,
bro, I'm trying to be like you, bro.
We don't have to do that.
Like you, bro. Yo, I want to be like you, bro. I'm trying to be like you.
Chill out.
I'm trying to be like you, man.
Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, I'm to hear more.
No, you're to hear more.
Be like you.
You're to hear more. I'm Patrick Cloud.
You're to hear more.
No, you're Patrick Cloud.
That's what they were doing.
See you guys next time on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Woo.
Peace, guys.